Hi there, I'm Ben, and this is the first guided meditation for the podcast. This is where you and I go to the deeper places, from learning and processing information to resting and being. Connecting with your deeper self in the timeless present to recharge and to heal. So right now, try and mute your inner critic of yourself especially, but me too, ideally. And when judgments and distractions arise, as they will, note them and allow them to be without attaching yourself to them. This meditation is called The Power of Rest. Let's prepare. Close your eyes and relax your belly. Breathe in through your nose and push the air down into your belly, filling up the space out to the sides of your abdomen and up into your chest. Do your best to continue in that way, but don't be frustrated if you can't. Simply acknowledge what is and allow it to be for this time. Now, come with me. I'm at my local beach and it's early morning. I'm sitting, observing the ocean vista before me. Opening up to everything that's happening around me. The sun is still new and brilliantly streaming through the cloud over the water. There's surfers surfing. There's walkers walking. All minding their own business, enjoying the space. The rolling waves are doing what they do. Building, peaking, falling, breaking, bubbling. Rolling into the shore, then dispersing onto the sand and fading back into the oncoming waves. The air is fresh and warm. The sand is still moist and cool under my legs. The light breeze stimulates my skin, rushes about my ears, creating a constant but gentle whirring. Sort of creates a protective vacuum around me. It's a safe and intimate space. I'm here, present, aware, and at rest. And there seems a great power available to me right now, in this moment. We always seem to want to fill our time with somewhere to be, something to do, watch, consume. Someone to be with. Like time is empty and almost illegitimate without company, noise, and activity. So we work at filling the spaces. Why? Does it validate us? Give us a sense of importance? A worthiness to be here? To belong? All I know is when I relinquish that need and fully surrender to rest, like in this moment, I feel a surge of a different power, an energy from within. It's a sort of idea that all this time I've been running on battery power, and now I'm hooked up and charging from the main supply. Like I've drilled down and suddenly broken through to a hidden reservoir of infinite energy and refreshment. The timeless present. And there's a sense that it's been here, waiting all along. I breathe in the supply. I receive it with thanks and allow it to invade my lungs, my body, every cell, and it floods my mind with each new resolve to be here now. And there seems a deep knowing. Like I'm somehow remembering a truth beyond language that's been long lost in the busyness and cares of life. And this truth affirms me. A deep validation, not based on performance, but on connection. Hope rises. There's faith and trust in the process. I lift my hands to give thanks and receive it again, breathing in now deeper through the nose into the belly. I'm fully embraced, included. I belong, I'm connected, and I'm fearless and I'm loved. And though my body may still be weak, my spirit is whole and fully alive. It's fierce and it's found. Consider now the power of rest. I believe in spirit. I'm convinced it's a missing link in healing, that the strengthening of spirit is necessary to our journey of healing and wholeness. I don't mean this as a religious concept, though please feel free to apply your own context. But let's say we're talking about the deeper, ever-present you, beyond mind and matter. Strength of spirit is what compels and propels me to more, to seek out better answers to my health challenges. It reveals the path, that courageous path that only my bravest self will dare to follow, while also supplying the courage to pursue it. I encourage you to consider what this means for you. Where's your reservoir of strength and hope, of deeper wisdom, worth, and courage to walk this higher path? Thanks for listening.